Rebranding. Changing logos that are insensitive. On Aunt Jemima. Why do you suppose a black woman was chosen? Because the cooks in most southern plantations were black women who honed their skills to suit their master's tastes. The white women probably couldn't boil water. There's no doubt Aunt Jemima was honored as a symbol of excellent cuisine by the ones who chose her for their branding. They made her the face of the company. It would make no sense to choose a symbol of derision for such an important role. Now, you can focus on the status of a black slave cook, or you can focus on the excellence in which they served. I choose to focus on the person, their character, and their striving for excellence. None of us control to what race, what family, what country, or what circumstances we are born. It is what we make of the opportunities that we have been given that makes all the difference. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3:22-24. I believe most of the slaves were Christians who have received of the Lord a wonderful inheritance. Those Christian slaves would want their descendants to take the opportunities they did not have and perform with excellence to achieve as much as possible. That is the way the blacks of today can really honor their forebears and their race. But here's the secret ingredient they need, as do all people of all races. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.